Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with the news on KJAN, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In state news, state officials will be required to draw up standards for high school courses on the Bible if a bill that has cleared a House subcommittee becomes law. The bill's backers say an elective course on the Hebrew Scriptures or the New Testament of the Bible will help students better understand politics, society, and culture. Chuck Hurley is vice president of the Family Leader, a Christian evangelical organization that supports the bill.
Biblical principles help lead to the unalienable rights of man that we ensconced in our Constitution. And so for students not to be aware of that background would be, in my view, educational negligence.
Opponents of the bill say some educators might use the course to preach rather than teach, and they fault the bill for picking one religious tradition to the exclusion of all others. Daniel Zeno of the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa says a third of Iowa schools are already offering courses about religion.
And as long as they are academic courses, we don't think there's any problem. But there are ways that school districts can do this right now without singling out the Bible.
The bill has cleared a three-member House panel and is now eligible for debate in a full House committee. If the bill becomes law, Iowa school districts would not be forced but could choose to offer a Bible literacy course. At least seven other states let school boards choose to offer a Bible literacy course as part of their social studies curriculum. In area news, Red Oak police report the three people were arrested Tuesday at around 8:42 p.m. 26-year-old Devin Keith Hale of Council Bluffs was arrested on an active Pottawatomie County warrant for violation of probation. Hale was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And 19-year-old Sierra Leanne Hebb, along with 23-year-old Shea Daniel Lewis, both of Red Oak, were arrested for violation of a protective order. Hebb was taken into custody a little after 4 p.m. Tuesday, and Lewis was arrested at around 3:50 p.m. Both were being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports that they responded on Tuesday to an incident of burglary and criminal mischief at the Rialto Theater in Villisca. Their investigation determined that sometime over the last few months, multiple persons entered into the theater through a side door and damaged the interior. The damage included, but was not limited to, broken bathroom fixtures, damage to props and equipment, paint damage to the carpet, walls, and ceiling. The amount of damage is still being assessed, but it's believed to be several thousand dollars worth. The sheriff's office is asking for your help in finding information about the damage done. Anyone with information may call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107 or Crime Stoppers at 1-888-434-2712. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported Tuesday that a man and woman from Illinois had been arrested on drug charges on Saturday. As a result of the traffic stop, deputies arrested 27-year-old Cedric M. Milton and 27-year-old Marissa A. Banks, both of whom are from Chicago, on a charge of possession of marijuana first offense each. They were brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on $6,000 bond each. At around 10:40 a.m. on Saturday, Cass County deputies responded to a report of a two-vehicle accident at Oxford Road and Highway 71. Officials say a 2012 Ford F-150, owned and operated by 79-year-old Vernon Carl LaFrenz of Atlantic, was southbound on Highway 71 when LaFrenz attempted to make a left turn onto Oxford Road. As he did so, his pickup struck the driver's side of a northbound 2016 Dodge Caravan, owned and driven by 64-year-old Antoinette Marie Powell of Messina. There were no injuries reported. Damage amounted to $6,000 altogether. LaFrenz was cited for failure to yield upon making a left turn. And on Sunday, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 53-year-old Mitchell Lee Thompson of Atlantic following a traffic stop. Thompson was taken into custody on a charge of OWI first offense. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on his own recognizance. On Monday, Cass County deputies arrested 54-year-old Alvin Shrimpton of Omaha on two district court warrants for probation violation and failure to appear in court. Shrimpton was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held there Tuesday on $10,300 bond. The Harlan Police Department reports two separate arrests took place over the past week. In their report issued on Tuesday, they said that last Thursday, 26-year-old Colton Kenneth Cobalt of Harlan had been arrested following a traffic stop in the 1000 block of Chatburn Avenue. Cobalt was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with operating while intoxicated, second offense, driving under suspension, violation of financial liability, improper rear tail lamp, and careless driving. And on Sunday, 29-year-old Jessica Joan Archer of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop at 8th Street and Chatburn Avenue. Archer was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where she was charged with OWI second offense and speeding. The HPD said also that 32-year-old Remington Michael Lee of Harlan was cited on January 25th for driving under suspension and speeding following a traffic stop on a 1300 block of Durant Street. The Mills County Sheriff's Office Tuesday released a report on arrests that dated back to last Thursday. On January 26th, 33-year-old George W. Porker of Emerson was arrested for driving under suspension. His bond was set at $300. Early Saturday morning, 24-year-old Arturo Guerrero Montelongo of Hastings was arrested in Mills County for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. There were also five arrests on Sunday in Mills County, including 46-year-old Brian John Beebe of Carson for possession of a controlled substance. 22-year-old Morgan Ray Green of Glenwood was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant out of Fremont County for parole violation. 37-year-old Philip Joseph Maxwell of Council Bluffs was arrested Sunday in Mills County for driving under suspension. 27-year-old Travis Wesley Christina of Council Bluffs was arrested on two counts of possession of a controlled substance, unlawful possession of prescription drug, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of contraband, and preventing apprehension. And 30-year-old Joseph Johnny Herbeck was arrested on a Pott County warrant Sunday for OWI second offense. On Monday of this week, 29-year-old William Jeffrey Ginn Jr. of Omaha was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for probation violation. And finally in the news, a man already being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail was charged with criminal mischief in the fourth degree for allegedly causing $400 damage to a sprinkler head at the jail facility. The incident involving 26-year-old Landon Michael Finger of Council Bluffs happened Monday afternoon. That's a check of the news this morning on KJAN, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.